Although State of Belief listeners first met Zach Coplin as a high school student fighting to keep creationist teachings out of public school classrooms in Louisiana, over the years, Zach has grown into an effective voice for a broader set of important education issues in his home state and beyond. When his recent article for Slate magazine headlined "Religious Rants in the Classroom" got forwarded by a concerned parent, I knew it was past time to have Zach back on the show. Zach, welcome back to State of Belief Radio.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on.
Students in public schools say Christianity is being forced on them. How bad is it?
It's absolutely unbelievable. We have creationism being taught. We have students being forced to attend club meetings by their teachers, by the principal for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes during school hours. We're having assemblies where they bring in the founder of the local gym, it's called the Christ Fit Gym, to preach to students about how he overcame PTSD through his faith in Jesus. Now, that's wonderful. I'm thrilled they overcame PTSD, an awful thing. Still really not appropriate for public schools. There are even reports of Bibles being thrown at students in 2011 where the Fellowship of Christian Athletes was handing out Bibles, and students who refused to accept them had them thrown at their heads. And then the principal announced that he had no complaints, nothing had happened, so he refused to take action. And in reality, he's been explicitly supporting promotion of religion in the schools for as long as he's been principal, and preaching over the intercom. I mean, I had a number of students tell me that he uses his position of authority to proselytize and convert students to Christianity.
Zach, how did you get in touch with these students?
So I've been working on Bossier Parish Schools and specifically Airline High School for about 6 to 8 months now, where I had done a sort of routine public records request that I was doing to almost all the school districts in the state. But when it came back from Bossier, I found emails from science teachers that explained they use the Book of Genesis as a supplemental material to debunk evolution and had students present alternatives to evolution along with reading the Book of Genesis in the science class. And that pretty quickly put the school district on my radar because they were using what's called the Louisiana Science Education Act to teach creationism. It's a law that allows, again, you to use supplementary materials to critique evolution. And that's exactly what they were doing with the Book of Genesis. So I had already written a huge piece on Airline High School when the ACLU got involved and sent a warning letter to Airline over other complaints, including the principal praying over the intercom. When that happened, I reached out to students over social media, and so I met with a bunch of students in Bossier, and they told me all about what was happening in their school.
I think the most disturbing part of the article for me are some of the community responses that came after the ACLU stepped in. Tell us as much as you can about those responses.
Well, this is a fascinating example for me of like this utter disconnect between the evangelical persecution complex, as it's often called, and what was actually happening in reality, where the community as a whole felt legitimately persecuted, that they were under attack by the ACLU for what was really a simple letter saying, this is illegal, please stop doing this. It wasn't a threat. It wasn't saying, we were going to make sure you'll be fired. It wasn't a, you're in trouble. It was a, you can't do this, please don't do this. It was pretty kind. But they worked themselves up, and every person who talked about it more got madder and madder. And you have Fox News involved, and you have local preachers from all over North Louisiana driving to town to protest. And you have maybe 1,000 people show up out front of the school to hold a prayer rally where they're talking about spiritual warfare, but all this conversation is about warfare, it's about fighting, and you have anonymous comments talking about how the person who complained to the ACLU would be dragged across the parking lot behind a truck, was what one of the kids mentioned to me. And so there's this huge disconnect between the kids who I talk to who are legitimately afraid that they can't use their real names. They're afraid that their friends will be able to figure out, which is still being called being persecuted. And that it's this huge disconnect to me. It's fascinating.
Sure. As bad as they are, these stories are just a snapshot. We had a mother forward your article with the comment that her son faced this same kind of pressure in Queens, New York. And that when she tried to complain, she was told it would make life tough for her son if she didn't drop the matter. Zach, what is a parent to do?
If the parent is really brave, then they can sue. You do go through a process. You complain to the principal. If the principal doesn't work, you complain to the school district. And if that doesn't work either, that's when you sue. But, again, that is a really incredibly scary process. You could be chased out of your community, basically. And I think if someone sued in Bossier, they would be chased out.
Yeah.
That's the impression I get. You have to be willing to take a stand and deal with the consequences that could be completely life-changing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, and I hate saying this, otherwise it's better to keep silent than get attacked.
Hmm.
It's something I hate saying because I don't think we can be silent about this, but sometimes if you have a sixth grader in the school and you can inoculate them yourselves from, like, you can take them home and say, when they get taught creationism, this is not science, I would say don't get yourself killed.
Oh, my. Are there local resources that concerned people can turn to, or is it all up to the ACLU and national groups like Americans United, the Freedom from Religion Foundation?
So it's actually, what's interesting is the key piece here is the local, or not local groups, it's the locals. Because the ACLU can provide lawyers, they can provide money. They don't actually have the ability to take on a case themselves. They need someone from the community to come out and say, we are willing to sue this. And that's why this is such a challenging issue, because you have, again, families are afraid to take that role and be the sort of the actual person on the ground. Right now we have national, because again, the ACLU is not afraid of the boat of Bossier. Like they're not, you can't, it's an organization. It's not in danger. And they're happy to provide all the legal support, all the money they need. It's just they also need, they need someone who's willing to be brave and stand up there. And there aren't really any local groups specifically. You have groups statewide, like the Louisiana Coalition for Science, which work on these issues. But they, none of them have money like the ACLU does.
Do you have any estimate of how many schools actually would fall into the category of classroom activities that we're talking about right now? I want people to understand we're not talking about a school here and there.
Yeah. It's actually easier to explain this nationally because the issue isn't, like, at Airline High School, which I just wrote about, it's a school problem, it looks like. But for the most part, this is a teacher-by-teacher problem, and it's actually a problem nationwide, where there have been surveys done of public school biology teachers that show about 13 to 15% of biology teachers are teaching creationism outright in public schools. And this is, like you mentioned, there's problems in New York. This is just like that. There's problems in New York. There's problems in Texas. There's problems in California. It's all over the country, and it's urban and rural. So 15% biology teachers are teaching creationism, and another 60%, which, and this may even be more concerning, another 60% aren't teaching evolution either because they don't believe it, they're not qualified, they don't understand it. So that leaves only a little bit more than 25% of American students who are getting the biology education they need to succeed.
Yeah.
It's an incredibly severe problem in America.
I know as people listen, they want to know how they can stay in touch with what you're doing and follow your work. Tell them about your website so they will have access to your wisdom.
So the best way to actually follow me is on Facebook. Just follow Zach Coplin. And the best thing anyone can do to get involved is call their local school board, call their legislators and tell them not to support creationism in schools. Or if you're in Bossier, Louisiana, and you really, you have a kid in public school and you're ready to take the fight to the Bossier school board over this specific issue, call the ACLU, because I'm sure they'd be willing to help you.
Zach, I want to ask you one question. It's certainly related to everything we're talking about, but it's even broader than that and more personal. You have laid your integrity on the line. You've submitted yourself to criticism. It's not been an easy road. I'm curious as to what motivated you, even at an early age, to get into this fight and then be so sustained and dogged in keeping with the fine work that you do? What motivated that?
So at the beginning, because we've talked briefly about the Louisiana Science Education Act, we had this creationism law. And I just, like, as a kid, I knew it was wrong. And it was sort of naive. I just didn't understand why people supported it, why people were behind something that was so clearly wrong. And it was just, it was simply right and wrong for me. And it marinated my brain for a couple years. The law passed when I was 14. And I just was waiting. I knew that it was wrong. I was waiting for someone to fix it because it was wrong. And that was the only calculation in my mind. And after about 3 years, I realized, like, no one's doing anything about this thing that's so blatantly wrong. And there's plenty of issues that are also that simply right and wrong. But this was the one that stuck in my mind at the right age. Mm-hmm. And so finally I just said, well, it's wrong. I'm going to try and fix it. And that was all I chose. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, staying in this, it's what I love doing. And I think it's a good thing to do. Mm-hmm. So I don't think, and there's always going to be more to do on separation of church and state. So I'm not sure. If I'm ever going to be able to stop doing the work I do.
Zach Coplin began the campaign to repeal the Louisiana Science Education Act, Louisiana's creationism law, while still in high school. He has expanded his activism to fighting for science funding and against science denial in all forms. Zach, as always, what you say is so insightful. You're always welcome, buddy, on State of Belief Radio. I want you to keep up the good work, and we still want to stay in touch.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's always a blast.